What's going on out there? How y'all doing today? It's Friday, y'all. Y'all know what that is. It's Friday, man. It's Freedom Friday, man. It's the end of the week. And, man, you know, we got some things we want to talk about today. So, you know what? Strap up, strap in, get that cocktail ready, and get ready for some fun, man, because we going to do the dang old thing today. That's for sure. So, how y'all doing out there? That's right, y'all. I am Mr. Talk, and this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And I got my co-host in. Wait a minute. All right. Man, I tell you, man, something you be eating some pecans sometimes, and they get stuck, man. I tell you, they do some strange things to you. But anyway, welcome to the show. You know, today is Freedom Friday, man. Oh, and for those that are superstitious, it is the 13th of December. Friday the 13th. Yeah, right. Whatever. You know, I'm not even worried about no stuff like that. You know, my foundation does not allow it to happen. Anyway, so what's going on with y'all, man? How y'all doing? Hope everybody is doing great. We got a great show planned for you today. I'm telling you, man, we're going to talk a little bit about a teen that got off a murder conviction by using his parents being too rich. We'll talk about a signer that really wasn't a signer and why was he even out there. And, of course, you know, me and my co-host, we had a show before the show today. And, man, I'm telling you, we had a show among just two of us. And you know what? I think we may have to go ahead and bring that to the masses also. So we're going to see if we can't slip that little interesting bit in also. But before I go any further, man, y'all know what I got to do now. Y'all know it. Now I've mentioned her a couple of times, and now it's time to bring her in, the beautiful, intelligent, articulate co-host of Let's Talk, Sister Ngonde. All right. Howdy.
Greetings, handsome.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, how are you doing today?
Today, Mr. Talk?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's good. I'm doing good, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, Oh, man, I was telling them we had a show before the show, just me and you. We, you know, I was thinking about it while we was off there. I said, yeah, we're going to have to bring that to the mass just to see where it goes.
Yeah, I think we got kind of deep, but then we're kind of that kind of people, aren't we? We're deep thinkers.
Yeah. That's true. But yes, we are. When we need to be, we are. Put it that way.
When we need to be. Yeah.
So how's the weather down there in Florida?
It warmed up a bit this afternoon, Eric. It was very chilly last night and very chilly during this morning, but it's wonderful right now. Yeah, it's probably in the mid, something like that. I haven't been out, but it's sunny.
Oh, okay.
So it's all good. Yeah. And how about?
It's rainy and a little cold. It's rainy and a little cold, but it is what it is. It's not as cold as it was last week. So be thankful to the Almighty for that one.
Yeah, a friend of mine told me that all over North American continent, that Florida was basically the only place that didn't have cloud cover the other day. So I had to check. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. You know, that goes to show. I mean, Florida was the only place last week that has warmth pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Hey, how's my volume? I'm okay?
Oh, you're wonderful. You're wonderful.
Oh, good.
You're wonderful. I see we got Benny in the house. What's up, Benny?
Hey, Benny.
Say, Benny and the Jets. I know. Here's a good one for Benny. Benny and the Bible. Okay. I'm going to have to work on that one. Anyway. Anyway, hey. Huh?
I said that's a good one.
Well, I know, right? Just crazy. All right, y'all, man. Y'all know what we got going on today. Before we get started into anything, we have our Friday mix, and we have our quote of the day. And trust me, I'm telling you, the quote of the day is the bomb, because I know my co-host got it on lockdown. And, of course, I did my mix. You know, y'all haven't noticed, but during the week I've just been giving y'all one song. You know, it seems to be a little easier to do that during the week. But today we got the mix going on, man. I got three songs for you, and I guarantee you're going to enjoy every last one of them. You're going to nod your head. You're going to pat your feet. You may start singing some of them, although that's not a lot of words to any of them, but we're going to have some fun with it, all right? So, without further ado, y'all, let me go on and get it on and get it in. It is, y'all, Brandy Jam.
Thank you.
like that, huh? Did you like that? Uh-huh. See, I had a little Zydeco, a little hip-hoppity, and then a little boogie-boogie disco. It mixed all in together, man. I'm telling you. I had so much
nice
fun doing
job.
That. Nice job. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I try so many times.
Hey, you don't try. You get your job done. You always do a nice job with the music.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. You know, I kind of snuck up on the Zydeco. I'm like, the Zydeco? Man, well, haven't heard Zydeco in a long time. Man, I hit that Zydeco, and it was like, oh, yeah, that's the first song. Let's go. Called Revelation Two-Step. Y'all need to check that out. It's pretty good. By Donna the Buffalo. Yeah, Donna the Buffalo. That's the name of the group. Hey, Michelle, welcome to the show. Anyway, now that the music is over and we have gotten our blood pressure to pumping a little bit now, now it's time to move on to the next phase of the show. And this phase is going to exercise your head muscles. It's going to make your brain work. It's going to get your mind going. It's going to make you say, are y'all ready for this? Are y'all ready for this? Because I know I'm ready for it. So here it is. Without further ado, my co-host and the quote. I said the quote of the day.
Let us make a special effort to stop communicating with each other so we can have some conversation. That's a quote by Mark Twain.
Let us all stop communication with each other so we can have a conversation.
Communicating with each other.
Communicating. And that's
yeah,
what
imparting or exchanging of information.
Ah.
Throwing data at each other. We're not really talking to each other most of the time.
Yeah, I know, right? That's good. So, what do you think causes that, though? Is it the more we become, the more intelligent we so-called become, the less we try and really have conversations with each other? We too busy trying to impress the other person with all the knowledge that we know?
No, I'm not willing to say that, because that's kind of judgmental. But I will say from my own experience, I think it's because we're in the information age and we're inundated with all kinds of information. There's so much to know. You can look it up at the, you know, click of a button and your head gets so full, you know. And I love to learn and I love to share. And sometimes, you know, I forget, you know, that – there's an art to conversation.
Mm-hmm. There is. Yeah. There is. There. You're right. But
yeah.
See, that goes back to what I said originally. You know, I think some of us actually do. You know, we love, and I know a lot of people, you know, into gathering as much information that they can. But instead of, you know, trying to listen sometimes, they're too busy trying to impress you with how much information they already know, which is the same case of not having a conversation. You know, they just basically throwing information at you. You know what I mean?
That's true. And again, there's an art to communication and conversation. And I think the key is knowing how to listen. And, you know, sometimes that's hard for me. I'm not a good listener. I'll admit it.
You're not
as
a good
hard
listener.
It is for me to admit it. It's true.
Oh, I think you listen quite well.
Well, sometimes it depends. You know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Depends on what we're talking about, huh? Okay. I
you start
there.
Talking about politics, honey, and whoa, I'm off to the races. Talk about the government. Oh. All that stuff, I get going, you know.
You get going on that, all right. Well, nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with that. You know, but you have a good point. You know, one day, hopefully, even on this show, we're going to start conversating with each other and not just communicating, you know. But
Yeah. That's a worthy goal,
you know.
Isn't it?
Huh?
That's a nice
beautiful
challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and opportunity for growth, you know.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. That is wonderful. And then, not even here though. Even in the bigger picture, the bigger stage, you know, they need to do that also. You know, start having a conversation and stop throwing stuff at us and telling us what they think we want to hear. You know, and mentioning of that, you know,
don't waste your brain cells on them because they don't pay us any attention anyway. Okay.
Okay, they're not paying us any attention.
We don't count.
Oh, we don't count.
It's the way, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so let's talk about some things real here. Wow, we got everybody slinking in, you know, coming in nice and easy. Let's see. First thing we're going to talk about is this interpreter for Mandela at the Mandela Memorial that supposedly was a fraud, you know, that he really didn't know what he was doing. Well, he said he had a schizophrenic attack. Yeah. And he just didn't know what to do after he started having his attack. You know, he said he really didn't want to leave. Now, that's the man said he didn't want to leave. Now, he had taken his medicine now. He had taken his medicine, but he said he didn't want to leave. this was interesting because this is not the first time that man has been signing for somebody in, you know, in South Africa. So, you know, and they filed complaints against him before. So my question is this. How did he get up there a second time? I mean, you got all these world leaders up there. You got this guy up there, number one, that really couldn't sign anything. Number two, he was schizophrenic. He had an attack on stage. I mean, really? Really? But this man was up there. So, and me and Sister Ngoni, we talked about this in length. We really did. And my question was simple, and it still is the same thing. How did he get up there? Why was he up there and drop the ball on this? Now, Sister Ngoni say a lot of it should fall on our Secret Service.
You know what, Eric? Huh? You just stimulated a thought that I didn't have when we were in dialogue earlier.
Oh, okay.
And the question just popped in my mind, since it's against the law to discriminate against people who have disabilities, if this man is a schizophrenic and he has medication, maybe they're not allowed to, if he has the credentials to be able to do his job. But obviously what you said, do we know that he can't sign or that he had a schizophrenic episode and was unable to carry out his duties at that time? They can't discriminate against disabled people.
Well, I mean, I understand that point of view. I really do. What's up, East Coast? I understand what you're saying, but here's my thing. That, you know, he had signed for someone previously, and there were complaints against him then.
Okay, but they were complaining about his performance. In other words, his ability.
Right,
okay. But do we know how severe his performance was? You know, is it that he just never does his job right and should be not used in a setting like that? Or is it that he's on medication and he has a disability that affects his performance?
You know, and that is the question at hand. That is the question right there.
Yeah, because, you know, originally when we talked about it, you know me, I jumped to the extreme conspiracy. They trying to show out, you know, they going to take Obama down, blah, blah, blah. But now that I think about it a little more deeply, perhaps it has to do with stability. I don't know.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. You know, it's for him. I mean, there were complaints against him. The ANC say they don't even know who this guy is. They say he, you know, it was a government function. So what was the real deal with this guy being up there with all these world leaders, you know, just throwing his arms around like he's, I mean, we can do that, you know, and maybe we'll come up with a word or two. So I don't know, but I see my lines are just flowing right about now. So I think we need to, you want to let somebody in and help and discuss this with us, or you just want to leave a bit of twosome? Huh?
Well, no, I think you would let the people join in and see what's on their mind. I have some other thoughts, but I can save them.
No, come on. Throw your thoughts out there. We control this. We control this. So what other thoughts
do
you have?
Well, you said the ANC said they don't know who this person is, but the ANC is not government, so that would be a government function. Some department would be responsible for vetting people who do that kind of work around dignitaries, you know.
Right.
You know, like we talked about the Secret Service. You know, their job would be to protect the first family, and I'm sure in South Africa they have a similar setup in the government. There's people that are responsible for making sure everybody that's there within any, you know, proximity to, if that's a word, to the people are okay, and they've been vetted. See,
right.
So you say the ANC didn't know who they were, but who's the, you know, right. In relation to that function, who's the ANC? You know, if they don't know who they are, he is. So what?
Hmm. Well,
see my point?
I see what your point is.
No, I'm not saying somebody doesn't know, but the ANC is not the government.
Right. Right.
That's all I'm trying to point out.
Well, I think that's the point the ANC was trying to make. Also, you know, they didn't choose this guy. The government picked this guy. So I don't know.
Was this blowback against the ANC for this man being there, or what?
I didn't
get a chance to read deeply into this situation.
Well, I think what it is, the ANC does not want anyone to actually think that, you know, they were associated with this guy, especially on a day like this, you know, in memorial to Nelson Mandela. I think what they really want to do is let everybody know this wasn't their fiasco.
I get it. Okay.
I'm believing that's what they're trying to say when they say they didn't know who this guy was. But
I think the central question would be, whose responsibility was it to provide someone who does sign language at this event?
Well, see, that's what I think. I would think it would be the government myself. In a situation like that, but like you say, we don't know how other countries run their national memorials like that. So I don't know. But I see our lines are lighting up. So I think we better start bringing some people in here. They be fighting us.
That sounds good.
Okay, let's see. We're gonna welcome 111. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good afternoon. I'm so tickled by this story. I was up very early, around 4:30 this morning. I had seen it before, and I'm so tickled watching this guy act like he's a third base coach for the Dodgers, making these moves, not saying anything at all. And I was just laughing. I was in tears this morning watching it, and I was in tears yesterday laughing at it. I'm so glad you guys are talking about it. I'm just tickled to death. As far as them allowing him, because he has a disability, he has a mental disability, and I don't know that the laws that we have here in the U.S. that protect you from, you know, that prohibit you from discriminating against people regardless of race, color, creed, age, disability, veteran status, or gender, those laws are not necessarily, they don't apply in South Africa, not that I know of. This guy is a con man. You don't have schizophrenic attacks. You know, if you're a schizophrenic, they're usually able to control your schizophrenia when you take your medication. If you don't take your medication, then you're going to have episodes. He wasn't completely out of control. The guy's a con man. The ANC is washing their hands of him, and I was laughing about it until I thought, wow, this guy was two steps from Obama, literally two steps away. You know, Obama weighs all of 165 pounds if he's wet. If this guy, this little stocky guy, you know, if he were to do something, he could have done something, and someone dropped the ball, and I don't know if it's because they had short notice, the Secret Service, but it's definitely the Secret Service's responsibility to protect the United States, protect the president, and these other presidents as well. That man could have harmed all of them. So someone definitely dropped the ball, and the Secret Service doesn't rely on other countries and their governments to protect the people that they're responsible for.
That's the same thing I told Eric when we were talking.
Yeah, the Secret Service doesn't rely on anyone else. They don't, you know, they take full responsibility, or they're supposed to take full responsibility. So someone dropped the ball, and this guy was someone, he wasn't vetted. Something happened. He slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, he did more than slip through the cracks.
he slipped through the cracks. I just want to know what this fool was thinking that he can get up here and do this on the world stage on CNN and all the news channels all over the world, and no one would figure out that he was a fraud.
Well, I mean, he said he was, you know, he said he knew how to do it, but he was having a schizophrenic attack while he was up
well,
there.
I know bullshit when I hear it, and he's definitely
he was hearing voices.
Yeah,
and
he's full
seeing
of shit.
Angels.
Yeah, he's pushing a line of bullshit.
I know,
that's
right?
All, but I'm really amused by it. Every time I watch him, I laugh. He goes, he makes his little faces and he twirls his hand around and he does it. Man.
You know, that just kind of makes you wonder, you know, how often this really happens. You know what I mean? You know, is it really is this really as rare as they're making it seem? I don't think so. I think this has happened before. But let me bring a couple of other people onto the stage here. We're going to bring Wesley, Mr. Dry Bones, and Mr. Lowe on the air all at the same time. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good afternoon. How
hey,
y'all doing?
Hey, what's that? What's going on, my folks? Hey, look here, man.
What's up?
We all know that Nelson Mandela was charged with blowing up wind towers back in the day, right? Okay? These guys could possibly have been a Manchurian candidate, man, that didn't do what they wanted him to do, man. Because I saw an interview with him, and he's saying he saw angels floating in inside that stadium, on top of that stadium. So, y'all know what I'm going to be able to say.
That's possible.
Yeah, that's possible because I remember hearing a long time ago that David Duke made a statement that the Israelis were planning on trying to assassinate President Obama, and they were just looking for an opportune time. Now, if you notice what's all been going on, it's been one big charade. First, he's taking pictures with the Prime Minister of Sweden, and they got that going on at the same time this guy going on. So it's a lot of foolishness at the same time. You know, it seems like it's some type of little scenario that they created. I can't say what the reason is, but it's kind of strange. They got Michelle Obama looking crazy at him while he's with the white woman.
Well, that's understandable.
Taking all these damn pictures. And then, like I say, that guy getting up there is very strange. CIA, like you said, Mr. Beasley, usually knows exactly what's going to be up there. But I would suggest everybody go take a look at David Duke made a serious allegation that Israeli Mossad was one day going to use some type of scenario to assassinate President Obama. Now, I heard this, seen it, and witnessed it with my own eyes and ears. So I'm wondering what they have planned for this gentleman.
Wait a minute.
They're going to want some kind of brother to do it, man. They're going to want y'all to do it.
Listen. I got one thing to say about that, just like Bosley said a few minutes ago. I know
BS
I know BS when I step in it. I know it when I step in it. Now, all of these black folk that love Obama so much, and I'm going to be country with it, ain't nothing going to happen to that man. These white people know if they kill that black man, in 2013, that these black people going to go crazy. You
man,
say, oh,
that
God,
might, you know something? They might kill him just to get black folks to act up so they can start arresting people.
It ain't
so,
crazy.
You know,
I'll agree with that.
They gave him to black people for black people to stop talking about politics. You had black people that didn't give a damn about politics talking about politics during the George Bush era.
You're right.
People that didn't give a damn about politics talking about politics. So they
maybe
brought
down,
a fresh
maybe,
new
maybe
black
down,
guy.
Maybe down there in Louisiana. But us colored folks out here in California have been discussing politics and the world affairs for quite some time, Mr. Lowe.
But you had people that never went out and voted because I'm agreeing with you, only on the strength that,
okay, if they want to bring in a scenario of order out of chaos, which is their number one thing, they can always, I mean, they know how, are you noticing all the expressways are being highway barricaded with these dogs.
Right in Jacksonville, man, right outside Jacksonville. I saw that coming in Jacksonville, man.
Yeah, they're barricading all the walls all these expressways. So I don't think we're really paying attention properly. You guys are on top of things. But I'm saying the mass of the people are not really paying attention to how they can solidify these roads and lock us all down where we can't even get out the neighborhood.
Yeah, you're right, man. Just coming to Jacksonville on 16 and 70, 95, man. They got barricades right on the entrance and exit ramp. Sure do.
Like I said, You have all these black people that's loving their Obama, and you let something happen to them and see how they turn on the
But wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
What?
Okay, I understand that. I understand that right there. But here's my question. Besides the theory that they're trying to kill Obama, where did this guy come from? Who dropped the ball in letting him be able to get up there in the beginning?
Well, that's a good question. But see, the thing is, what we're all saying is they do scenarios. This guy may not have fulfilled his mission. I don't know. That's speculation. But at the same time, let's realize how many people will allow a translator who is very, very necessary for those who can't hear and allow him to continue the whole thing. Somebody should have stopped him a long time ago. I'm sure more people knew the translation.
And he wasn't a translator per se. I mean, he was a translator, but he was only translating to people that were deaf.
That's my point. And it had to be people who said,
The possibility of an assassination conspiracy, it's possible, but it didn't happen. It's also possible this dude is just a kook, and he got up there and did his little thing and went for what he know and got his 15
That's
minutes of fame.
I think they were trying to make him do something, but he was using his God intuition and know that
whatever microwave
crazy he was, he didn't
control,
do it.
Them control waves must have failed that day. They must not be that powerful.
That's
they failed that day. They're not foolproof, if that's the case.
It's always God conscious, man. You know he had a choice, man. We still got a choice. If you know what's going on, man, I don't care. If you know what's going on, you know you're right or wrong. They can't make you do nothing, man.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to say.
If that's the case, that just kills your whole brainwave theory.
If the people that don't know what they're being asked to do something stupid, and they don't know that they're being controlled to do it, but the people like us that know, like Dry Bones, that know that this shit going on, we know right from wrong, so they can't push us to do nothing. Am I
correct?
It may
go on, Wesley. It just probably doesn't go on as much as you think it does.
Somebody knows something, man.
But
I've heard you talk about this for months, and then I even heard you go to the extent to say that now that you're the target.
Let's dry bone talk, man. If you don't believe what I'm saying, let's dry bone talk, bro.
You say the same thing over and over again. Find
Wesley and Beasley. Y'all going to the green room. All right, thank you. Check this out. Couldn't this just be a just plain example of someone just dropping the ball? I mean, we didn't jump from...
I could go with that.
No?
Let me jump in here, please.
Go ahead.
And greetings to all of you gentlemen.
Greetings,
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And shalom, Brother Lowe.
Chilies
and hot
dogs.
That's what he said.
Chilies and hot dogs, too.
I want to look at this from a larger context. Let's remember when the incident happened at the White House when Obama was hosting the President of India. And then let's remember about the incident on Air Force One. And there's some other incidents. Anybody, can you remember any of the other incidents that happened?
I remember
the incident on Air Force One. I don't remember that one. What happened?
I can't go into detail. There was an incident. I'm just trying to remember all of them because I don't want to get sidetracked. I don't want to get lost in the details. What did you say, Drivers? You were remembering another incident with Obama?
There's been a few incidents where people have slipped into different events that can't be explained how they did it. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
All right.
And then let's look at all the number of scandals that have been, put out while
uncovered.
His administration has been responsible. So let's look at it in that context and then ask the question, is this incident just one more incident to try to make him look bad?
Yeah.
Was shot in D.C. in front of the White House?
Yeah, but that particular one in South Africa, I don't think he would have any anything to do with the translation. I don't think the translation was picked by the Obama administration. I think South African administration, to me, if anybody did the research, is run by Zionists because the Jews were supportive of apartheid for quite a long period of time, and so I don't know.
And they got Gwin Towers over there, man. That's what Nelson Mandela was blowing up, them Gwin Towers.
Come on, you guys. So okay? Let's look at the thing in the larger context.
Yeah, I could be. I'm not saying it's not.
No, okay, but go ahead. But we're getting ready to get off into Gwen Towers.
Yeah, he was blowing those towers up 50 years ago.
Yeah, something happened that past long ago. I think we have to look at it, okay, what happened in the past with him, in my opinion, is the past. Because right now, he's not the same Nelson Mandela that he was when he blew those towers up.
Right now, he's dead. So he's definitely
let me make sure you're right. Are you trying to say that what Obama was doing had something to do with Obama? I'm not sure because I don't think his administration would have fixed that dude, but I'm just saying it could make him look bad. The only thing I can think about him looking bad, in my opinion, would be the way he reacted with that lady. That's the only thing I think I can possibly say he had something to do with, but that translator is kind of suspicious. I'm very suspicious about who put him up there, and most people know who you're putting up there when he's translating to the world. That was a worldwide translation.
So you just brought in another element, the incident with the lady when, and the pictures that they showed of Michelle Obama with this lady sitting on the other side of it. So when you put all of these things together in a continuum, then is there a picture coming through?
It becomes a more confused picture
of a bunch of dry runs.
Yeah.
Let me bring a couple more people in.
Gentlemen, hold on. Let me bring a couple more people in. Let me bring Knowledge and Maze in also. Welcome to the show, y'all. How y'all doing today?
Hello.
Greetings, Maze.
Greetings to all. Can I give my piece on what I think happened?
Okay, just a minute, Maze. Hello, Mr. Knowledge.
I just wanted to say hello to everybody, all the guests and the panel.
Okay.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. All right, go ahead.
Hello, shalom, shalom.
Absolutely.
And to see, with my eyes, you know, like when we have our children and put them on program because it's something special, and we stick them up there for somebody else to see, that's what I think it was. One of his cousins had him up there speaking, knowing he didn't know nothing about sign language. But it's not the first time he did it. And then when it comes to the president and that woman in that picture, Bush was sitting up there talking to a woman, too, in a picture. That's like the man threw the shoe at Bush that time with his security. Just a coincidence.
Mays, you're in the bathtub.
What you say?
You're in the bathtub, Miss Mays.
Yeah. I'm soaking. When people get me is how I sound is when I get back to like, Obama was chosen. So if he was chosen, what can you do about it? They ain't going to do nothing to him. Because he was chosen, they're going to take care of him. Point to the blank.
You're right
about keep on talking about the Obama lovers, but if you don't see the full picture and you keep talking about an Obama lover, if he was chosen, what you arguing about in the first place? If somebody was chosen and nothing you could
do
about it.
You can be chosen and you can betray your handlers
and the people that gave you that power.
Y'all saw how the Secret Service dropped the ball on John Kennedy, right?
And that was also another thing where Obama went to China to see his brother that they looked just alike almost. It's married to some lady over in China, where his brother is an engineer over there.
I like what brother just said. Now, think about it. Many people love John F. Kennedy, and once he dropped the bomb by putting Executive Order 11000 in against the Federal Reserve, you see what happened to him. So this is not something about being chosen. It's just how far do you go with the agenda.
That's not what I was saying.
But that's what we're
saying.
That's the point we're
making. That's not what I said. I'm saying the point that I'm making is the people always complaining about him. And if he was a chosen, you always say, well, he was chosen. He don't have no power anyway. So what you having to bid about if he ain't got no power?
Chosen by what? Chosen by the power.
Who put him there? That's right. If the power put him there, he's going to be there until they take him away.
But that don't mean they can't kill you because you're the chosen.
And then when Michelle was sitting there with her face.
If somebody could put you there, they could also take you out.
Michelle was sitting there with her face all wrinkled. Laura Bush and Michelle had the same look on their face. From both pictures, when Bush was talking to the lady behind him, President talking to the one next to him. See, we look at pictures and we don't see the same thing.
Yeah, well, they didn't show too many pictures of Bush.
We find something good in the picture and we find something bad. It depends on who you are.
Well, but the point of the matter is, Secret Service dropped the ball on John F. Kennedy, and he looked just like them. What you think about Obama? This Secret Service, that bullshit, they caught one of them in the hotel somewhere fucking around with some prostitutes there a couple of months ago. Remember that?
And
he was telling her secrets. He was telling her secrets
Columbia.
About how the Secret Service run.
That's right. In Columbia, correct. In Columbia. You're absolutely
he didn't
correct.
Want to pay her.
That's right.
He didn't want to pay her what she wanted. Just thought he could do
That's
any
right.
kind of way, and she came public. But
I don't think
yeah.
that we should be surprised if a person is killed in office. I mean, damn, we had a history of records of people getting killed in office, even though they were chosen by the elite. Because you can't be president without sitting amongst the elite. That's impossible. So let's understand that. And then
so
once
you know about
that,
the elite, if you know about the elite, and then you're going to get mad with somebody because you know about the elite, and then you call them all kind of names.
I'm not mad with him. I just know that he's doing
the
job.
That's true.
I'm not mad at him because I knew once they put a black guy in office at this time in our in the lives of
us. All of us in office have been put there by somebody else.
Right. But
that's
true.
So you're not upset with all of them.
Now, see, I mean, if
the ones you love
were
put there by somebody else.
I'll be happy, but he's not in the best interest of you.
The one that would you, excuse me?
I mean, he's not in the best interest of you.
The only president in the best interest of me is me, myself.
All right.
President.
So
again,
that's
the way
I see that.
We all can say that, but then again, we all
well,
got to get.
That's
let's
who
be honest.
Have
you wait
on the, either the higher power. That's who got
yeah,
your
but
business.
But you wait on the check. Don't get me
wait
wrong. I don't
what?
Know your business. I'm like, don't get me wrong. I don't know your business.
Wait on
but
what?
Most of America,
I have my own
I said,
business.
I know what
me.
Said,
I work for myself.
But,
let me explain something. If somebody wait for a check, they have the right
to. You still paying taxes?
They earned it. They waiting for one.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't
hear that. You're still part of the system. You're not out of the system.
What?
You're not out of the system, so you still
and
have
some
to
of
be
us,
complacent to
we've
it.
Always been in this system since we were born. Some of us
right.
live in it and just
exactly.
happy.
That's my point.
And some
I'm
of
saying,
us
live so
in the misery.
Let's not exclude ourselves by thinking
I live in this system and
feel.
I'm not unhappy.
We need to build out a beast.
So I'm going to leave it that way because what I see out here is man-made, and as long as I'm walking in man-made territory, I can expect something bad and never listen at sometime in my lifetime.
Okay, wait a minute. Did I
okay,
miss something?
Okay, drown, mate, drown. Get out the tub.
All right. I missed something. Where are we going with this part of the conversation here? That's all I'm asking.
They're just,
okay.
trying to go
I'd
in
like
on Miss Mays. Cause she's
I'd like to turn in if I could. Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Knowledge. Go ahead.
I really appreciate all of the things that everybody is sharing. And I would just like to touch on something that Angonia mentioned and Mays mentioned as well in regards to the conversation about Barack Obama. Let's not forget, and like Angonia said, when you look at the continuum, where it starts, where it's going to end, Barack Obama's first mentor was Henry Kissinger.
Correct.
Now, that tells me that if that's the first person you get hooked up with when you start your political career, you're messing with heavyweights. Serious heavyweights.
Messing with snakes, man.
Now, when we expand that, and Barack didn't even finish, he did something that was unprecedented. He didn't even finish his first term as a senator. And then he became president. Why? Because he was backed by Wall Street. Once he got into office, what was the first thing he did? He bailed out the
TARP, the banks.
Banks, man.
He bailed
banks.
Out. No,
banks,
before that. Before that, when we had the housing bubble burst, he bailed
that
out
all,
the
that
real
all,
estate.
That all happens. That
Let
all
me
happens.
Let me finish, Beasley. He bailed out the real estate industry. He bailed out the bank industry, which is tied to the Glass-Steagall Act, where they allowed commercial banks to act as investment banks. So even when you were putting your money in a commercial bank, they were able to leverage it and gamble it and actually lose. Gave them all their money back. During his first administration, 90% of his cabinet came from Wall Street, Bernanke, all the ones you can name. They all came from Wall Street. So when he transitioned into that second administration, and we were talking about him being killed and assassinations, your last president killed was Kennedy, and that was for a reason. He's the only Catholic president you've ever had. That's why they killed him on TV, because they wanted you to know what the hell is going on. It's a lot more serious than you think. Okay? They almost tried to wipe that whole family out. However, they were so firmly entrenched in the American ideology, they are America's royal family. Whether we agree with that or not, that's how they are personified. Now, fast forward to everything. Right. Fast forward to everything that's going on. You ain't never got to worry about Obama getting killed. No, he's made too many important people too much money. And, yeah, they throw the fodder at us where he gets heckled during speeches and this is an abomination and no president has ever had to go through this. Hey, he made his bones in mafia language. He made his bones. He did what he's supposed to do. He will be protected the rest of his life. Don't have to worry about him. It's the rest of us you got to worry about. Because just like Mays was saying, with all this legislation that goes through and all of these things that are getting passed, and we just sit and look like, what the hell is this? How did they pass that? Yeah.
Because y'all are looking at the Housewives of Atlanta and the NBA playoffs and anything.
There you go.
What, nobody paying attention?
That's how the game is played. That's how the game is played. So where we are with Obama, he fulfilled what he was supposed to do, and he did it exactly the way
not
he was supposed
Obama
to
NBA,
do it.
Only Obama and all of them do what they have to do.
Yes, exactly. I agree
sitting
with
up
you,
there from the White House
I
to the Capitol.
I agree with you.
So we not only just put, we just put our focus on one man.
And here's the only area where I present contention. When Dry Bones was talking about Kennedy being assassinated and it being behind the Federal Reserve, that's a fallacious argument because actually he was trying to give the Federal Reserve back a legitimacy that it didn't have from 1933, its inception, when they had the agreement, which they did on Jekyll Island, which ain't very far from where I'm at, in 1913, when the J.P. Morgans and the Hearst family, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all of them decided to have central banking. And it behooves us to understand that we had a president that told us and warned us about central banking. Thomas Jefferson, don't ever let it happen, because the moment you allow central banking, that is the demise of your civilization as you know it, your particular society. And
correct.
That's what we did. We allowed it in. Now, what Kennedy did was when Nixon came into office and took the United States off the gold standard, we thought that that was the shift with the Federal Reserve. No, it happened before that because Kennedy was trying to bring silver back to prominence and gold back to prominence.
Yeah.
Now, the trouble that Kennedy ran into was that he hired his brother in the top legal position in the United States, Attorney General. Bobby Kennedy never served a day in a law firm. He graduated from college. He got his law degree. And he became Attorney General. Unprecedented. Never happened before in history. Won't ever happen again. And the first thing that he did, because his father, Joe Kennedy, was tied to mobsters. They made their money off of bootlegging at the turn of the 20th century, transferred it into steel, funded the German army in World War I and World War II, and then your son is going to turn around and piss on who gave you the money? Oh, no,
yeah,
that's not working very well.
Hitler too, now. Don't forget about Prescott Bush, now.
That's who I'm talking about.
That's who I'm talking about.
The grandfather.
They all were behind that. That's true.
Exactly. So when Bobby Kennedy turned around and tried to shit on all the gangsters and the CIA, and they took power away from the CIA, he said, all right, there's not going to be any more covert activity. We're going to turn that over to the federal government. They were like, wait, hold up. What? Really? No.
Well,
Kennedy
realized that there was a shadow government.
And we still have
the Dulles brothers that were head of the CIA, that there was a shadow government that were going to do what they wanted to do. That's what the Bay of Pigs was about.
And now you guys see where I'm going with this. So I said all of that just to say that.
And that's true. Hello, am I on the air?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. What you said, nobody could dispute one word you just said because it's actually factual. But I want to add that into the fact that what has manifested from that is a prison industrial complex mafia, where the military is really the true mafia today. They're making so much money off of military and off of war.
Exactly.
Based off of that. And this is where we're at today. So, yeah, no one's going to even dispute. Anybody who does research what you just said will dispute what you said.
But dry bones. It's always been that way. There's one thing that's
always
been
that way.
Let me tell you something Julius Caesar said when they were in Pompeii and they were capturing that territory. He put somebody else in charge. And the guy that he put in charge said, okay, well, we got the military, and he said the only thing that makes the military work is the fact that we can implement whatever it is we have to do. Now, this was back in ancient Rome. Understanding, you know, and the guy was talking about the laws, and he was like, the military is what makes the laws work.
And that's why we're at
the military. Big fucking business.
Hold on. If the military's running this country, then we're already in a military police state.
No, the big business run the military, man. They do the business of the fucking riches, man.
Right,
the military works for the rich man. Y'all know that now.
Technically, and this is why the office of the president is important. The president is the commander in chief. And what's supposed to make this country great is the transference of power without bloodshed. So if you can control the president of the United States or have him beholden to you, then you've got control of the military.
For those three reasons
you guys mentioned, I'll be real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
His betrayal of the underworld interest that he had. You got to remember, Sam Giancana in Chicago did everything they could in Chicago to bring immigration.
Giancana. Sam Giancana.
Momo. They were screwing the same girl. The same chick, him and Kennedy. The military industrial complex that he was threatening, they wanted the war in Vietnam, and he wasn't really with it. And also he was threatening too many things at once, so they took him out.
And also,
his brother out.
Right. Now, wouldn't that be the same thing? Because all this is tying together from what all factors are saying, how they used all this together. Because remember, at the same time, we got the Civil Rights Movement going on, and King is turning over to say, hey, wait a minute. I don't want to be saying we should go to Vietnam because we got violence here. And I'm saying now, turn the other cheek, and the same country is doing the same thing. So when he made that speech at Riverside Church,
that got him killed
because
he
went against the interest of the banking military fraction. And so
and plus King was telling black people to stop boycotting, man, Pepsi Cola, and wanting to bring Exxon on their bread.
It wasn't just black people, Wesley. King was wielding power.
Our people, man. Well, everybody did, okay?
No.
He was going against economics, okay?
He had white folks down with the program.
Stop.
He had white folks down with the program.
And the point I'm trying to make about this military,
God damn it, Wesley, you got me cussing now. Because I said stop and you just won't be quiet. Good Lord.
Thank you.
Golly.
Y'all need it, brother.
All right, look, y'all. Here's the quote of the day. And I need y'all to contemplate on this quote, okay? Let us make a special effort to stop communicating with each other so we can have some conversation. All right? That was the quote of the day by Mark Twain. Mark Twain, okay?
Lord,
and that was my co-host.
A great writer. A great writer.
Okay? So
Mark
that's
Twain,
what we need to do right
great
now.
Great writer.
But before anybody else gets started, you hop on your horse and let me bring in another caller. Area code 813. Welcome to the show.
Another Florida person.
That's right. Get off the
phone. Hello, this is Brother Ikemba. How's everybody doing?
We're doing
right.
fine,
right,
Brother Ikemba.
Right.
How are you?
All right.
Hey, pretty good. Yeah, I was on the show the other day. I just want to chime in on a few things. I've been listening to the discussion and a couple of things I wanted to address. But one thing I do want to address is probably the most important is that, you know, we start to hit on subjects that probably are going to get you in some trouble. And I don't know how much you know about it, but when you start to deal with the Jewish question, you're going to start to you may get shut down on the air or whatever. But that's the only question I really deal with. Because I find that once you deal with that question, then all hell hits the fan.
Yep.
And then you know that you're probably hitting on something correct. Because
yep.
as long as you're talking about stuff that they ain't saying nothing about, I ain't
yep.
got no time for it. Because that's what they want to hear. But nevertheless, I wanted to did the executive order 11110 that I think Brother Drybones and another brother had referred to. You know, that essentially was Michael Collins Piper out of the American Free Press newspaper and then the Ugly Truth as well. But the executive order 11110 was one of the aspects that had Kennedy killed. Another was that he wouldn't allow the state of Israel to become a nuclear state. Okay, David Ben-Gurion, the prime minister at the time, the Michael Collins Piper has a great book out about the Kennedy assassination that people might want to refer to. I can't think of the name of it right now, but if you pull up Michael Collins Piper, he gives a great insight. Hello? I'm sorry?
What happened?
Oh,
what
okay.
Mean,
somebody was saying something when I was talking to. I didn't know. And then when you talk about the mafia, you definitely want to make sure that you mention the Jews because the Jews controlled the Italian mafia. Meyer Lansky was the primary
yeah.
man of the Jewish
right.
mob. It wasn't, you know, you
He's
can talk
point.
About Giacconi
right.
and Giacconi
right.
and all those.
He's
but
right.
Meyer Lansky was the instrumental force in the mob.
Yeah.
In this
we know all this history, but what are they supposed to be doing for us today?
Excuse me?
Just keeping you dumb and stupid looking at the housewives of Atlanta?
I
yeah,
don't
exactly. Thank you.
I
want to sit up and talk about. You want to sit up and talk
well,
about.
I don't walk around in fear. That's what I see.
Hold on.
I don't think we should walk around in fear, but we should have a little bit of knowledge at least.
Yeah,
I mean, since
right,
we are addressing
exactly.
issues, that's just my insight.
I got a question. I got a question. What was included in Executive Order 11110?
Well, Executive Order 11110, you could go and you could read. There's a couple of books out there on it. Jim Mars touches on it, but I don't think Jim Mars is exact. But Michael Collins
Piper
goes into it in much
dude.
More detail. But it was an old executive order issued around the time of Lincoln. So when Kennedy came into power, he said that before he leaves office, that he wanted to expose, not in these exact
right.
words, but that he wanted to expose some of the secrecy to the American
right.
people, what goes on in government.
Right.
So, that the executive order 11110 was issued. Go to the book. I can't recall everything, but I know that it threatened the existence of the Federal Reserve.
It did.
But in addition
it
to
did.
That, Israel was trying to become a nuclear state, and Roosevelt and all the rest of them didn't want that to happen because they knew what those Jews were up to. Now they're listening to this show, and you may not be on the air much longer after these people. Hear what you're doing because I know
you.
They can
hey, brother, we talk about stuff like this all
the
time.
Man.
So we talk about stuff like this all the time.
All the time.
So,
it can't stop the truth,
God,
man.
I addressed the issue about Nelson Mandela and then the state of Israel because he did out against the state of Israel as well.
They can't
and,
stop the truth.
That's
why Aaron be in exile. Hide, man. He's sick. That's why Aaron be in exile, man. He's smooth.
Okay, good.
They are already watching Wesley. They outside Wesley's house right now.
No, I'm in Florida, man.
It don't matter,
man.
Jerry Jackson was the real example. Wesley's just lightweight.
I move around, bro. I be right in front of his face, man. I don't hide.
The brother's on point, though. He's on point with that.
I'm
just making a joke.
He's definitely on point.
When we address The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin, that's another good book. When it talks about House Joint Resolution 192, Franklin Delano Roosevelt went off of the national gold standard. Nixon went off of the international gold standard in 1972 and 1973.
And I want all y'all to know,
in the
I,
Watergate.
I,
You getting into stuff that people don't
and,
read.
And another point I want to make, that's why, that's why they took Gaddafi out, because he was getting ready to start a central
that's
bank
right.
for black people,
that's
man.
Right. That's
exactly.
Right.
I agree with that 100%.
I have that on WW Dry Bones Connection. You can read the whole book of Jekyll Island, and you can read the whole thing on Executive Order 1-1. And you, all you got to do is click on it. It comes up for you. It's on drybonesconnection.com. But let me also say this. I don't see why anybody would have a problem with history being told, because if you allow a lie to be told, and I'm talking to you Bible believers, it says the truth will become
uh-oh.
A lie, and a lie will become a truth. So if you don't want to know the truth, then you might just say you like loving a lie, because that's what it's all about, and that's where the psyche's at. If you just think everything is easy and we're going to wait on Jesus, guess what? You know how many people have died waiting on Jesus?
Can I say something?
Are you about to, shoot me? Because if you are,
no,
just get it over with.
I'm
just being honest about it, because we always got these people.
Because if you write a book, it should be five or six witnesses to your book to tell you who the person that wrote the book, somebody else besides him should know.
Thank you. She don't want, but see, these are the people that, these are the people we're dealing with. I watched that movie 12 Years
of Slave. No, we're dealing with people like you.
And the most profound part was when they had a chance to escape, it was three of them, but they had outnumbered the crew. And the dude say, well, it's three of us. He said, but the rest of these mothers are niggas. They ain't going to do nothing. And that's what we're dealing with.
You can't say that on the talk show,
man.
You can't say
that
on the talk show.
You can't say that.
No, I'm just telling you what the
they breaking
the movie
all
said.
The rules. Are you talking about is Jesus? You're using the N word?
I'm saying what the movie said. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm saying what
I know you're not.
Within the context of the movie, this is what was said in the dialogue. And I thought about that. I said, wait a minute. He's actually saying that even though we outnumber them, the fact that these people's minds are in a state like this, we won't even get in the world, because we could be 20-3, and because the 20 is the minds of what I just said, won't do nothing. So you're gonna make the ones that know something sound crazy. Like, oh,
yeah,
why y'all saying
that? They don't know. They don't know. They don't know that. It ain't no Jesus coming out of the sky. It's gonna be the Jesus conscious in your mind, man. It's the Jesus conscious the way you wake up.
No, you are on the side, but I'm just saying that
we can't
talk about factual history with somebody saying how they know that's true. So then why don't you pick up a book and find out if it's true?
Hold on, a little joke real quick. There was a ship going down, and the captain says, does anybody on this ship know how to pray? And a person raised their hand up. They said, I know how to pray. He said, okay, you stay on this boat and pray, because we're short one life jacket.
That's right.
Tell that joke on your own show tonight.
True. All right. With that one. Anyway.
All facts just confirm the fact. That
Lord,
was funny.
Have mercy.
You just confirmed the fact, my man Mike.
That was
classic. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, eh?
That's classic. I was going to say that in Goni, she referenced something, the Prince Machiavelli. She put the link in the chat room. I would suggest that people actually indulge themselves in that. It's a very short book. It's only
95
pages. It's not very
right.
long.
Got pictures? Got pictures?
No, there are no pictures.
I'm going to tell you something.
It's just words on a page.
And
it's just words on a page.
I'm going to be brief.
What,
I'm going to show you how we got confused so much. We have to call people Uncle Tom. I said, man, we've been calling people Uncle Tom.
Dr. Sambo, man. Uncle Tom was a hero, man.
Can
anybody finish talking without somebody cutting
in?
Well,
if somebody coming out wrong, I got to write them, man. Uncle Tom was a hero.
Man, you ain't listening to what I'm saying. If you listen, you were hurt. I'm about to agree with you. The person who was wrong was Simon Lecrae and Sambo. So we have taken books and the main character and made him a bad guy because we don't read.
That's why they give you a Bible. That's why they give you a Bible. Because they know you don't read. You don't think critically.
I'm trying
to understand.
So
let's give you a story. Let's give you a story. And if it can appeal to you on an emotional level, and we can get you to believe in it, it doesn't matter what we're saying.
Well,
right, doesn't matter what
we're brother. Well,
right.
like I said yesterday.
And that goes for all people across the
like
board.
Like I said yesterday to whomever was on this show, that's why, and you love to reference, the Bible, it's like, you got to read the Bible not like a novel. You got to read it line upon line, precept upon precept. Other than that,
exactly.
You don't get the understanding. So,
exactly.
Oh, yeah. I told people all the time, you can keep believing what you was told when you was 3 years old and 10 and going to church and all of that, or you can read for yourself and you get understanding that goes totally against what you were taught. I was taught Christmas growing up, but the Bible said don't do Christmas.
Now, can I speak now? When it comes to reading, people don't read. Harry Tugman had two different books out. So it just depends on what you believe when you read something.
Harry Tubman said,
"That is fine. That is fine. What you just said, but at the same token, when you go and you show somebody, and I've showed people in the Bible, word by word, Old and New Testament, what the books say. Oh, well, I don't believe that. I'm showing you what it says in the book.
Yeah.
Oh, my pastor
said no tree, man.
My pastor said they going off what their pastor said, and I'm showing them what the books say."
That's what I'm saying. They confuse the two different books, the Old and the New Testament. They get confused with that, too. That's what I'm saying when you said people don't read. People read, but everybody don't believe what they read. He said, because Harriet Tubman should have let some of them go back instead of putting them on forward out of slavery.
I agree with that.
A lot of us still there.
I agree with
you,
too, man.
We know out here,
the Bible
tells
you what to eat, man. And Leviticus tells y'all what to eat to stay away from.
It tells you what to eat and what not to eat.
What?
You know something?
But we busy thinking about mankind and what man done put on this earth and worry about what he done did and all that. Been there, done that. Almost ran me crazy, and I don't deal with that no more.
There's a big difference between reading and studying. And most of us don't know how to study.
Correct.
Right.
Okay, and there's a big difference between reading something and studying.
Right.
Critical thinking.
And that's what SQK was saying, man. They don't teach that in schools, man, critical thinking. They don't teach critical thinking in schools, man. They teach, memory. That's all they teach in school, man, recall. But not
in the Bible. In the doctrine of Jesus Christ, it tells you explicitly, put your faith in no man.
Thank
I don't
you.
Trust
that's
nobody.
In all this stuff we talking about, man.
In no man.
That's right. And no woman either.
Oh, boy.
So all that shit that we sit and talk about, we can talk about it, and we can
that's
extrapolate, pontificate, prognosticate. We can do all of that, and we can weigh it this way, that way, or the other. At the end of the day, we have to, like Maze is saying, it's not about reading. It's about comprehension. You have to understand it.
Yeah,
because if you don't understand it, then what you're reading means nothing.
And you're pushing somebody else's agenda that they done sold a book and you done bought it, and it's sitting on the shelf because my library full of them.
Well,
the problem is, there's a book called
Christianity, the best story ever sold.
The best lie ever told in some parts.
That's so true.
No, well, you have to realize,
everyone
is reading the Bible.
I said the best story ever sold.
You got
not
it, bro.
Told.
I agree with you, man.
Not
where
told.
You going to stop looking at the Atlanta Highway, you going to look at the Christmas stories that they have on TV for this season?
You little Rudolph the Redneck Reindeer.
Rudolph the Redneck Reindeer.
Well, they had a controversy.
I mean, those are allegories. Those are not meant to be taken. Those stories are not meant to be taken as truths.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
not what they were meant for. Now, if we can get you to believe that it's the truth, that's even better.
Well, if I give you an illustration, if I give you an illustration, that illustration is teaching you how not to kill. That doesn't mean that illustration is true. And what they say is they hold up the Bible and they say the Bible is the truth. These are true events. Somebody walked on water. Someone rose from the dead. A virgin had a baby.
Really?
All these things. Well, I'm just saying that this one, what I'm saying is, I understand it. If you're going to say it's a lesson, but you cannot tell me that the illustration is factual.
Let me ask you something, Mike. Do you believe the people in the book, it look like you and me? The
okay,
the
wait a minute. Hold up. Wait. Stop right now, because I see where this is going. This is not where the show is going today. All right?
Wesley and Mike, you guys look alike.
We're going to have Thursday nights to jump into all this good stuff. All right, but
well,
right
Mr.
now.
Talk, I would like to bring up a topic.
Let me throw this question out to the panel, man.
I want to talk to Melissa. The budget that they just passed, why did they cut 1% from the military retirement? Because you're talking about mind control.
I don't have no show.
I
want to
talk
to
listen.
Wait a minute.
They're about to cut 1% from the military retirement.
Okay. All right. I solved all that. Good Lord. Okay. Now. Okay, Michael, I don't know why they cut 1% of whatever 1% they cut, okay, because they do what they do want to in Congress, okay? All right, now, this is something I want to talk about also, okay? And this is quite interesting because there's a teen here in Texas that got sentenced to 10 years probation. All right, listen to this story now. He killed four people who had stopped on the side of the road to help somebody. You know, with a broken down car. He killed four people. His blood alcohol level was 0.243 times the legal limit for an adult. All right. Now, this kid, the reason why he didn't get a jail was because he had a disease called influenza. Yeah, which is sudden wealth syndrome, the guilt or lack of motivation experienced by people who have made or inherited large amounts of money. Okay, and that was from And the attorneys argued that his parents were responsible for his actions because of the way they had raised him. A psychologist testified he was a product of wealth and got whatever he wanted. And also testified that the teen was allowed to drink at a very early age and began driving at 13 years old. Okay, and they said he needed treatment, not jail. And wow, and suggested a facility that calls for almost $500,000 a year to be paid. And his parents said they're willing to pay it. I mean, what kind of message does this send? I guess, as Mel Lowe said, a lot of times, if you got the money, you can get out of any dang old thing. I mean, this kid killed four. He killed four people. Four.
Well, you just asked the question.
He gets 3 years probation.
Yeah, money, man. Money will make a guilty man innocent. If you got money, and if you don't have no money, an innocent man will be guilty.
Well, Mr. Talk, can I say something?
Go ahead, Maze.
There's been another shooting at a Colorado school today.
Yeah, another shoot. Sure is. She
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Bad
all
kids.
Right. That's not surprising.
That's been late.
Yeah, but can we finish talking about what we were just talking about, though?
Oh, yeah.
This team.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because I believe
they had a high-profile lawyer come up and produce that type of rhetoric. And I also believe, and this is my opinion, that when you go to court and you're rich and the judge know you're rich and he's in the same fraternity or maybe the same country club as you, you are going to get preferential treatment. This is known and this has been done
through the legal system for years, where we will never be able to get it because we don't have that prestige, or we're not in the same club as these people are in, so they don't get that same trouble, and they don't want to have a young white boy who can have another. They're gonna give him a second chance because they see him as having a viability of being successful in life, so they're gonna make sure he becomes successful.
I guarantee you, the record's gonna be expunged. The record's gonna be expunged. I bet you.
Exactly. Well, see, and that same judge, they had a knockout case where that a black boy knocked out somebody, and when he knocked them out, they died. He gave him 10 years.
He finally brought some facts, man. Hallelujah, man. Let's talk. Get some applause, man. He brought some facts.
Always be facts, right? I'm not biased.
No,
actually,
these were pertinent facts.
All right, hold on. Okay, before we get to giggling and laughing, so just his status
geeking.
Alone. So
wow, we geeking
so
now.
But look,
this is dead wrong. Everybody knows this is dead wrong. The judge is going to catch a lot of hell. It's getting national news. There's probably a payoff somewhere down the line. In my mind, there has to be a payoff. You know, you're not only have to have money, but, and I know you guys are going to, in this situation, your complexion makes a difference because Michael Vick killed some dogs, and he gets his life taken away from him, he ends up in federal prison.
Correct,
Burris, dumbass, shot himself in New York City, and he ends up in prison. For this boy to kill four people, this is just absurd. So, And it tells you how important money and connections are. So
the donation to the judge doggone when he run for office, man.
I got to tell y'all the rest of it, too.
A suitcase full, might have wired some money over to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, can I speak
wouldn't
on this other now?
Wouldn't you do that to save your child?
You betcha.
It's the same as George Zimmerman. It's the same case. Because George didn't go to prison for what he did, and this boy
His parents took care of him
when he was younger.
Can she
trouble.
Finish?
Just like the same little boy, parents paid people off because all of the things that he's done, they paid it off, and they paid off this time, but this time the world's getting to see it.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So that's why
they
got to go and look at it in this case, and people going to see it for what it really is.
Great point.
Okay. All right.
To me, as soon as y'all forget about this apple pie and I have a dream crap and you realize that you're in the land of your enemies, you'll realize that, hey, it don't matter what some people do, nothing is going to happen to them. Every time you do something, you're going to get persecuted for it.
And like I told y'all the other day, the only way to shut this just ICE court system down is for nobody to plead nothing and make everybody go to trial, and that'll grind this little nasty justice to a halt. If nobody pleads nothing, make it go to trial.
Very good statement.
Well,
they don't
one good thing,
now.
They are letting us know what's happening. The media is letting us know what this judge is doing, so it's us as people to change it. They're not hiding it from
how
us.
They gonna, Mike, how they going to change that? Here you go.
No,
guess
what? Those judges are elected every 10 years, I think. They don't have a lifetime status like a judge in the federal court. Exactly. Right, get his ass off the bench.
Each state got their own laws, bro. Each state got their own laws.
I know.
Some judges
right, but get his ass off the benches.
Some
judges
are
judges. It's not lifetime on state level.
Some are appointed, man.
I know, but it's not state level. Though. I mean, but they don't have lifetime terms.
It all depends if
they're
appointed, man. If a judge is appointed by the governor, by a president, a governor, then he got that job for life.
Right, but that's on the federal level. We're talking about on the state level. We're talking
about
on the Texas
state level, man. It's state judges, man. It's state judges too, bro.
Okay, well, it's different in Maryland, though. State judges, they run for every 10 years. They actually have to run for judges.
Well,
not all
10
of them,
years,
man.
That's
a long
something happened
too.
10
think
years ago. Who's gonna remember that? Who's gonna remember that after 10 years?
Corrupt as hell.
My thing is the power is if you don't like his decision, we have ways to get his ass off. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just giving you the example. That, yeah, you're right. You got the 10 years, but I'm just saying that for as long as it takes. Just like for instance, Penn State, them judges was dealing with pedophilia And because there were so many of them, you see that court case was swept under the table. You don't hear that on the news no more because it was going to expose the justice. The justice was going along with these young boys being molested. So there's a lot of what I call I don't know if any of y'all ever watched that movie Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick movie, but he got killed after that movie showing how you have to enter to the enter sanctum so you can be protected. It's like a circle on a circle. Where
I
you
thought
are
the movie Stanley Kubrick was a master.
What's
he was a master.
What?
Stanley Kubrick.
Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. It's a last movie.
K-U-B-R-I-C-K.
Yeah. Stanley Kubrick. Yeah.
What sorority doesn't do that, sir? See, all of us have groups. See, Pharrell Connors is a group. Sororities is a group. They hook out each other. So they're doing nothing different than these sororities, these groups. I mean, we have Bloods and Crips and Black Gorilla families. They hook each other up.
I mean,
we all have groups.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, Mr. Talk is biased when it comes to law, you know.
They don't have law, man. They don't have the law in the prison behind them.
Farrakhan
is a goof, but he don't have no prison power.
And Eyes Wide Shut was the bomb because they showed you sexual rituals in that movie.
That was with Tom Cruise, the Nicole Kidman, who he married after he did the movie.
Put it
like this. You're right. I'm not going to say you're not. Everybody has a group mentality, but who's the most powerful and who's able to administer their justice on you is considered the most powerful group.
The people with the money.
That's right. So since that, what we're talking about, the young boy, his father is probably of a very elite group, country club, golf playing, and they make these decisions. Let my boy go. I'll campaign for you for the next 5 years. I'll give you $1 million for your campaign. And next thing you know,
Or remember when your son did such and such and I took care of you?
Right.
You owe me. Yeah, you owe
That's
me.
That's the way they roll, That's man. Right. Only people do that except us, man. We the only race that don't do that, man.
You don't have any leverage. Your people don't have any leverage.
Oh, there's some brothers up in high places, and I guarantee they look after them. Them boulet niggas look after, I mean, no girls.
They don't have any
thank
bargaining chips whatsoever.
That's right.
The boulet look after each
can
other,
I say
man.
Something? Listen, can I say something?
Those people only
I got in trouble when I was 18, 19-year-old in Los Angeles. My stepfather, who's 85 years old right now, was a banker, a small-time banker, but a black banker. And I went before the court on one of the charges, and my stepfather knew the judge. And he sat next to me. Now, to answer your question as far as black folks not sticking together like that, that's not true.
Thing.
That's not true because let me tell you what happened. The witnesses were supposed to appear. And just as he waited and he looked at me, it wasn't just cut and dry, he looked at me. And the way the judge looked at me, I could even probably say his name now because this is 30 years ago. The way that he looked at me is like, you know, don't bring your ass in here no more because, you know, these favors ain't handed out too easily. Because the witnesses did not appear, he dismissed the case. Now, in the course of us walking out of the courtroom, the witnesses showed up. The prosecutor goes crazy. They're here. They're here. They're here. The judge said, I've ruled. Hit his thing and left.
Mm-hmm. That's good, bro.
That judge was a fraternity brother, I found out later, because I never knew my stepfather was really in a fraternity.
Now, see, you just answered the question we say. I said, now, if they are of a fraternal order, which black people are in fraternal orders, it can work for us. And it will do it for us at times, but it's not done on a large scale.
Because most black folks don't have connections like that.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. I agree with you. You ain't going to have me disagree.
I agree with you on that.
But there are some that do.
Well,
let's ask a question, then.
And I know this to be true with what Mr. Talk was saying. If the same thing was done by a black individual who killed four kids and he had a rich family, I'm almost willing to say he would have to do some time. He would not just get away.
Yeah, this was nothing as serious as four killings.
Yeah, yeah, he would have to do some time.
It was serious enough to send me to prison.
Yeah, and I think that was something that your father probably was very, I don't know him well, but he probably was very of good standings with that particular judge.
Yeah.
You know what, in my city right now, they're about to...
Let me say this. The judge's name was Xenophon, and my stepfather called him Zenny.
Okay, that's cool, man. That's good, brother. Let me interject something
that Drymon's brought up that was very important in that whole display that Beasley just described. When we had that black man in Atlanta back in the late, I think it was the late 80s or early 90s, that they accused of killing like 24 black boys or something
Wayne,
like that.
Wayne Williams.
That's you talking about.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. There you go.
Well, he only killed. Not connected. Right.
And to this day, I don't believe he did that.
Me neither, man.
Did you see the interview on CNN? He crazy. I seen the whole interview on CNN. That man crazy. But I just want to say Baltimore is building a state-of-the-art teen facility, a teen jail for these teenagers. Some of these people are not violent crimes, right? They may sell drugs, and you know, it's a bit, you know, they don't want these kids to go into the, you know, the big jail where these big criminals are at, and these what these teenagers, when they get around these big adults, they start become criminals. So they try to build a prison for them, but it's crazy. Instead of building all these millions of dollars for the state of the art prison for these children, when the prison is not even housed yet, the government is saying we're predicting that bodies are going to be in this jail. They have no program to combat that. And this is Governor O'Malley in the state of mind. That is so crazy for a politician or anybody to vote in that shit. Hold on. I'm not saying violent crimes. We're talking about these... Right, but I understand that, but I know that. But I'm just trying to get it straight because most of these kids are not going in here for violent crime.
Why are they willing to pay more than $50,000 a year to house you in a facility? However, they won't give you the same amount of money to go to Stanford.
Let me answer your question.
Do you want me to ask your question?
I'm done. He don't want me to answer his question.
We're going to do it for your show tonight, man. You got a show every day.
Go ahead and ask the question. I do want you to answer my question.
Why would they do that?
Y'all doing good. Let's not mess up. Come on. Go ahead and ask the question.
Why would they do that, Alfax? Why would they spend more money to jail you than to educate you? That's a fundamental question.
Because they make your money off of Wall Street, man.
You know why they do it? Okay, listen, let me tell you one thing. The people who voted for the... Wow, see, I'm trying to... Man, y'all...
Go ahead.
I've been trying to ask you questions for the last 2 minutes. You keep talking.
It's not rocket science.
Because listen, the people who passed that bill, some of them were black senators. And listen, the reason why they passed that bill, because those people, just like I heard last night on another talk show, black people talking about teens with their pants sagging down. They said they're hooligans. They look at them saying they're low lights. They look at the mothers. I hear people on BTR talk about the people in the hood sagging pants all the time. There's no difference. They talk about them, they're chumps. They call them niggas. They look at them kids as niggas, just like I hear. That's why they did it. And they're fearful.
Okay, they have no hope for them.
I'm letting you know some black people talk bad just like them. That's why they're building it for them.
I'm going to tell you why, man. Like my man, they don't have no more jobs for y'all. The plantation closed, brother. That's why they go on their robotics. They don't need y'all no more to pick cotton. They got machines to pick cotton. Okay? That's why. So they got no use for y'all, man. That's why, brother.
Y'all know, Have y'all not noticed that
there's alternatives to picking cotton in prison?
Well, I'm just using that scenario, bro.
Right.
Hold on,
there are alternatives.
Said,
unfortunately,
said,
I'm just using that scenario,
the
man. They don't need all
becoming free prison labor.
Unfortunately, our culture has devolved.
State, but they cut our yards. They cut all the highways. Matter of fact, they're doing manufacturing jobs. They're
yeah.
working for all the great Kmart is using them. This is how you get free labor. The only way America could compete with the China and these foreign countries who don't pay their people nothing is to have to create a slave labor population, and that's why they're going to
get free labor because you don't have enough people to derail them away from that system that they're building for. If you derail them away from it, they don't have nothing to put in.
Kind of like a drug or something, man. That what you're trying to say, Ms. Mays?
Well, you say no. I'm not talking about a drug. I'm talking about human people. They're saying that they're putting our children in there, and we did what we needed to do to derail them away from that system, and gave them something worthy of not being there. They couldn't.
So you're talking about separation then?
Let me ask this question again. Let's not take them off the street when you see your pants hanging down and have a conversation with them. Show them that's a good job. They want jobs.
Some of them kids, I don't even know if they want jobs.
Let me ask a very fundamental question, and let's not dance around it. If I have enough money to pay for you to either be imprisoned or to educate you, and you be a viable member of society, why would I pay more money to house you, clothe you, feed you, and have you work for me as opposed to educating you? It's a fundamental question.
And then when they come out of jail or prison, they have a trade. They won't even hire them. So, I mean, that's like Catch 22. Jack in Georgia,
if they get a trade.
I say, what not?
You know, it's apparent. You know something? And everything.
It costs more money to be in jail than it does to get a college degree.
Yeah, but they get it back. It costs more money.
Like Nagoma said,
right.
they made a contract with the states, the prison did, to fill these so many jails, 90% occupancy, so that these private corporations can get these prisoners in there. And also, y'all know
the rap music industry
also financed prisons too on Wall Street.
I know about that one. It all ties in.
And the sad thing is, it all ties in. But you know, this might not be popular. I'm about to say everything you guys said is true. But at the end of the day, someone on our side has to take responsibility. And there are children that are out of control. There are youngsters that are out of control that know nothing but this false culture that they're being taught through the music. And the guidance isn't there for them to believe in, because they do, even in a substandard school, you do have a chance to try to study and do something. That's just not where their interests seem to be headed. The pop culture has taken precedence over parenting, and you can't deny.
I'll give you one better than that. The young people understand the system is rigged, and they're not buying into it.
That's true too.
But they're not.
Right. You know what? That's
they
true.
Understand.
That's true too.
This
right.
shit
yeah.
is rigged. It is.
Uh-huh.
It is programmed. It is. And they understand it on a instinctive level. So what
right.
they do is they
up.
Gravitate
up,
towards. What gets them what it is that they want, that is the personification of the American dream,
man,
what
money.
They need, whether it be the house, the money, the cars, the women, that we've created an organism that will feed off of itself now.
They created that.
It will devour
itself. They created that. Not me. Yeah,
okay.
You know what's funny? It's funny what you just said, because, of course, I got older people. We went to a rap concert, no lie. I said, let me go with my sons. We went to the Wu-Tang Clan concert. Man, you know that's so pretty. The Wu-Tang Clan concert was full of white people. We were outnumbered 20-1. And I was in shock. I was like, what the hell? And let me tell you something. What we talk about our kids dressing, they dress in the same way, but they don't get harassed. Just as many white boys is wearing their pants below their behind, but they don't get harassed. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not fair to us to always label our people, because what happens is, you notice what's going on, rap has been brought up by whites. And what they have done is, in order to get a good rap contract, you must take on this persona as a gangster rapper.
Yeah, true.
If you are a contract rapper, you are finished.
That's right.
You're
not going to
be
pound,
you're not going to be able to get yourself out as you would.
That is true.
Just a minute, Michael. Thank you. I would like to jump in.
This is
a caste system.
Yeah.
So if you start from that understanding, then all of these behaviors and all of these actions against certain groups of people make sense. This is a caste system.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Michael, go ahead.
It's a continuum.
As you can see, I heard a lot of people with my skin color saying they wouldn't want to live in a certain area. And these certain people that they demean with the saggy pants, some of these people are just like the politicians. They want them in jail. And sometimes it has to be a cut. But I just want to say something. See, our kids are listening to us very well. When we hear people in our community say this, and this is what people do in the mind, they say our kids' schools are not teaching them right anyway. They're not teaching them about our African-American history, which the parents in the community can contain because we can control the curriculum, but we never did. But we tell our children that the public schools are not teaching them right? So when they hear that, they ain't going to want to go to school. When you say, guess what, this system, when a young person hears that this political system, if their voting doesn't count, it's rigged, they're not going to be political and vote. So keep on saying what y'all hear, and they're listening
to
you, and then that's why they're not going to school, and then that's why they're not doing that, because you said when they go to school, they're not teaching them right anything. So won't you change it as a parent? Be a part of the PTA
meeting.
Here's
the question.
Change your parent's curriculum.
Here's the question. What is the solution? Okay, we know what the problem is. We know what the problem is. But what is
the solution?
Separate, start our own homes.
And that is the problem.
Don't teach about Christopher Robert.
Listen,
teach about Tupac Lover,
the solution is to look at the facts.
And,
this gentleman.
Nathan, what's the guy's name? Teach about our heroes and what we did, man. Tupac Overture and Desoline and what's the guy's name? DMR BC and all them, man. You see what I'm saying?
This gentleman talking about somebody was getting a check early, and he said if someone's getting a check, they're part of a system. See, so you're the problem. Everybody on this phone is a part of the system. 90% of your money comes from a Caucasian or the government. That's a fact. Whether your business got a loan from it and started, private entities or tax purposes, all of your money comes or getting funded by regulation. 90% of it from the government, not a person of skin of color.
I'm
sorry, I didn't mean to be rude, but sometimes we can't hear. Okay, I just wanted to respond to Michael. Michael, the government does not pay anybody any money. The government doesn't have any money. The government sucks the blood of the people who labor every day, and that's where they get their funding to give any kind of benefits or so-called entitlements out to anybody. So the idea that the government has some money is incorrect. They get what they have from us. That's all I wanted to say.
Hold on.
I don't know who Wesley be listening to, because there ain't nobody on this show half the time. All right, I want to bring Antoinette in. Hello, Antoinette. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Talk. How are you?
Now, I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, lady. Welcome back. I saw you out of the chat room for a minute. Hey there.
What I wanted to say is someone had asked why are so many prisons, how do they were able to speculate how many prisons to build And what they do is they start from elementary school, and they do the studies on the children that they put in special ed, the children that are on medications, the children that live in different areas, the child's skin color, and they make the prisons according to that status. It starts from elementary school.
That's correct. That is correct.
They use statistics. They statistics can profile people, and
yes,
it makes sense that if you're from this zip code, you have a 5-time greater chance of going to prison or ending up in prison if you're from that zip code. So,
right.
Yeah, it's down to a science.
Yeah,
no,
you're right.
All
we have to do
is
let's just look at the word kindergarten. Now, a lot of us already know that the educational system that the United States fosters is from pre-German, which is Prussia.
Prussia.
Okay.
It's a Prussia.
That was
Empire.
Right. And what they did was the word kindergarten means to take the child away from the mother in its most formidable years and put it in an environment that is controlled so that you can dictate behavior. Now, the curriculum at that point really doesn't matter. You can teach anything you want.
And
it can be
a bunch
anything.
Of
well,
that's
to
the
be.
Problem. See, guess, see,
no,
see, listen.
But let me
no,
finish
no,
off.
No,
that.
No, listen.
Me,
listen.
Me,
if you teach it, listen. It's so
like you just interrupt him,
and
you don't like to be interrupted. Stop it.
Right.
No, I listen to
you
for 10 minutes.
I'm gonna tell you what's going on now, man. With this world order, they document children around the world to teach them that about this new world, the UN government, man. All around the world, that's the curriculum they're using now, man, about the one world government. It ain't got to this country yet to say that this country is not no country no more. You're going to be a part of the world, okay? That's what they're doing in a lot of other countries besides America. It ain't got it yet.
Well, that's the problem with different curriculums. When different parents raise their kids on how history is, like we were talking about what the color was, Jesus is, the Egyptians, how things were, we have our kids says, you know what, I heard a minister say, well, you know what, I believe in Abraham the Bible, but then he said that the people in the Bible were black, but then he said about the world was 250,000 years old. Well, sir, right now, that statement you made contradicts itself because the Bible says the earth is 6,000. When you have different curriculums and raise these kids with different curriculums, they're going to come adults, and adults going to have different ideologies, and we're going to fight each other because we have no common core. Now, I just want to say, so Ngoni said the government doesn't have money. Mr. Talker is going to lose 1% out of his retirement check. He's going to lose that money. The government has money. And a lifetime of veteran, a retired veteran, is going to use $80,000 or $90,000 in his lifetime of this bill that they pass. All of us is going to be affected on this balanced budget. Any government, any structure, you're going to have a system of money. So the government does have money.
Can I respond to that? And I might be incorrect. And Ngone, correct me if I am. What I got from what she was saying is that the government doesn't have money in the sense that it's not real. It's fake. So if you can get the general public to believe, have confidence, you have key words, you can't let them slip by you. If we can get you to have confidence in the system will work. Now, if we can't get you to believe in it, then we got to find something that you believe in. And I feel that what she was saying is not in the sense of how we translate money, but in its real, organic, intrinsic sense to where what we call money today operates purely off of confidence, not off
of intrinsic value.
It has no real value. It's fake. So that money that you get off that, that check you get, that check I get, that check all we get, if it's legal and they send us some money, that's not real money. That just means that we have invested in the system that they have created. So now they've created an element of exchange. You do this, I'll give you this. It goes back to bartering.
Yeah, the bartering.
It's the same thing.
Okay, if you say that you get money and you work and you don't pay your taxes at the time that they're due, and you just go let it go by years and years and years. Now, what can happen to you by you not bartering?
Oh, they can take me to jail. They can imprison me.
Mm-hmm.
However, the point that I'm making is they're imprisoning me and they're accusing me on something that's completely fallacious. And they know it.
Yeah.
Because they wrote the rules.
And Mr. Tarr, if me and you start a community and we say these particular tree branches are going to represent, we're going to give these tree branches value, and we're going to trade these tree branches. You make me a nice chair, and I'll give you a tree branch. That tree branch is money because we're putting value. Whether we put value in gold, gold goes up and down. Still chaos and confusion. It's what man puts value in, and we're going to have a system for some. Listen, if you like to make your nice dish and nobody can make it, why can't I buy that dish from you? Nobody can't make it like you, N2K, and I like your stuff. Why can't you make it? You slave. You work 12 hours a day because everybody, the whole city like your dish, and you want to supply this product, and you work 12 hours a day. Why can't you get paid for it? You're away from your wife and kids for 12 hours a day slaving. So because of your product, of your craft. That's
look
all.
At that guy that
those three branches are going to be our money.
That money system on the internet, that bitcoins, man. What y'all thinking
it's
about
not
that?
The
that
system. It's the people in the system. It's not the system. It's the people in the system.
Hey,
it's not the people. It's the people.
Bitcoins,
it's not the
right?
Constitution. It's the people that's
you
acting out the Constitution. It's not the,
that,
the people that's not following the words.
Did you know that the word system comes from the Latin word sewer?
It doesn't matter, regardless
it
if
really?
You start up a,
really?
If you shut
it
this,
matter,
listen,
man.
If,
really?
You, if
it
this whole
matter.
Thing collapses, what are you going to start up?
I mean,
you're going to name it, but I guarantee the actions are going to be similar.
The word
are you going to have a voting
comes
system?
From the
that
Latin
that
word,
the primary origin
sewer.
Of the
what system are you going to have to get
a
contract?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, what system are you going to have to get a conscience of all the people?
He doesn't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
yeah.
I understand. No, you're playing with words. I'm talking about the actions on how we communicate.
I'm playing with words. All facts.
I wish you to let him talk so I can understand what he's talking about with system and sewage and what it means.
I don't play with words.
Think about what he's saying. When you go, I'm gonna bring it right back to Mr.
A super system has different parts to it, sir.
They speak to you in Latin. They know what it means, but you don't know what it means. And because what you don't know what it means, you get a charge because you don't know what the word means.
Hey, can I jump in here, please?
Go right ahead.
Michael, can you reflect on what a sharecropping system, how it works? You are on someone else's land, and you're given the opportunity to grow a product, and then you have to give two-thirds of that product to the people that control and own the land, and then they have a company store, and they let you, they give you a little stipend of what's left of the crop so you can eat, so you can keep working, and then they let you go to their company store and buy all the needs for yourself and your family. And did you really get paid? Can you see that?
Did you get paid?
Very good example.
You get paid.
Knocked that one out the park.
Very good.
She knocked that one out the park.
Yeah. Did y'all hear me? Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Well, what y'all think about that guy that started his new currency on the internet called Bitcoins, man? What y'all think about that? He started something on the internet called Bitcoins.
You have wealth, Brother Wesley. Bitcoin, all the people that started Bitcoin are already millionaires. His name? Max Kaiser is involved in that, and those people already have wealth.
Oh, but Ngone, remember when they came out with the pet rock?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything you want to make wealth.
Does anybody know how much money the pet rock made? People
were
going to buy a rock in a basket.
But what I'm saying, NK, is that Bitcoin is just like the system of stocks. They don't let the little people in until they already know what they're going to do. And then when we get in, they use us and they strip what we have. So Bitcoin is the same thing.
It's the same system. It's the same sewer.
What you're saying is true. I did the research on Bitcoin because I'm like, so I went and tried to make an account. Now, that Bitcoin wants to use your computer as a tower.
It wants remote access.
And you got to have a fast computer in order for this thing to really keep. And let me tell you something. That program they're doing, I'll be very, very, very careful with that because the people who programming that are the same people who are involved with Facebook, all these servers and so forth like that. So it's not really explained properly because they don't want you to understand it. What they're creating is a virtual. They're trying to get our minds to be prepared for virtual money, which is almost here. That's all it's about.
It is here, and you want to know what? You're absolutely right.
He's right.
If you read the disclosures on your PayPal agreement, I had a PayPal account that I never used. And once I saw and read, since my brother told me everything that it entails, I allow them to do everything, track everything I do, keep information and data on me. I'm agreeing to it having a PayPal account. And one of the guys that started Bitcoin was a partner in PayPal, too. Now, there's another guy by the name of Peter Thiel, who's an interesting character. He's Stanford educated. I think he's German or Swiss. He might be German. He's gay. He's from San Francisco. So you would think that he would be a liberal, but he's also a member of the Bilderberger Steering Committee. And
he's probably connected to Microsoft and Amazon.
That's
right. And the venture capitalist. And they're all connected.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. That's it.
That mic?
Zero-sum game.
Hello,
y'all.
I have my business. Listen, I have embedded systems. Right now, I'm all connected with them, too. I have embedded systems. Every time you – listen, when you start your business, your stakeholders, where you getting your – you don't manufacture nothing. We don't manufacture nothing. You getting your manufacturing from Asians or some type of – not mostly your skin color. So every time I start a business, I'm dealing with them. So what? I mean, what are you talking about?
Let me ask you a question, Alphax. Let me ask Alphax a question. Is the information that you have that is artificial intelligence, because that's what it is it encrypted data? Or is it non-encrypted data?
Well, listen, we were playing about the voting system, and she asked me a question about
Shell Crop.
When you use the word system, I'm speaking of facts. You're playing with words. When I say system, what Ngondi said, she started using a different steps and processes of getting to a certain point. We all do it either way. Mr. Talk has a system when he opened up his show. He has an intro. That's a system. We all have. We just playing. Well, I'm looking at the action. Fuck the word. And I'm saying it. I agree with y'all. Listen, we need to restructure the system. There's nothing wrong with that. But I agree with y'all, the people, too. It's going to have to be some type of, if this is not right, what system do you think that should be right that all of us going to live in harmony? And I guarantee you, you're going to talk about we should do this, this, and this. Dry Bones, he talk about the system. And he says we should come up with another system. Don't tell me. Now, I'll be quiet.
It all depends on what you think of something is worth, man. It all depends on what kind of value you put on something, man, like that Pet Rock. He created the illusion that that thing was worth something, man. It's all it is, like my man here too say, it's all illusion. Whatever you put value on something, man, then you can put value on what you want for
it. The Bitcoin has actual value.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Back on November 29th, the information was out that a Bitcoin, which has no real, when I say has no real value, it's not like gold or silver that have been a store of value for centuries and centuries. It's just something they created. Who knows what it's made of? But one Bitcoin, because there's a finite amount of them, was considered to be worth more than an ounce of gold, which at the time was $1,250 an ounce. I think the Bitcoin is something real tricky. It's also being recognized by banks. It's another form of currency. It's another fiat currency that's not backed by anything.
They always have to have something to be brought in before they inflow your real currency. They're giving out this fake $100 bill now. They're printing so much fake currency that they can't even keep a count of. Most of your money is not even circulation. It's in digital.
You need to tell me.
It's in digital form. So basically, that's where we're going into a digital form of money. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sister.
Like I said, that fake $100 bill, if you got the number one that they put out, it's real $10,000.
Talking about the first one off the printer press?
I'm not saying that.
It's worth $10,000.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's because it's a collector's item.
And here's my point.
You don't have to keep track of it as long as people believe that it's real.
Yeah.
It will work.
They're keeping track of it because
that's
an
illusion, man. That puts value on stuff, man, like that pet rock,
that's
man.
That's what put value on something when you only make a certain
And
amount.
I'd like to ask all facts a question.
But let me.
And I'm going to reiterate the question. I don't care what you're involved in technology-wise. Is your data encrypted or not? And I can guarantee you, if it's encrypted, if it's not encrypted, I can find a back door. I can get into your system.
Let's talk about something what Beezy was talking about. Beezy was talking about this.
Let's cut through another doorway.
Yeah.
No, repeat yourself. I just picked up the phone. Repeat yourself.
I'm asking you. Is all the stuff that you produce now that you're embarking upon, you know, IT, artificial intelligence, and technology as we know it today, because that's the new religion, is what you're producing, is what you have access to, is it encrypted or not?
Right. It is encrypted. Even when you build your website, you have to do. Well, most of the time, you have to encrypt the front door and the back door. See, when the website, when you're dealing with websites and things, you have a front door. When you log on to something, when you just pop on BTR and you see all of the shows lined up, that's the front door. When you sign in, that's part of the front door. But BTR has a back door. All the advertisement, that's a back door. You're looking at all
and
the advertisements right
what
now.
I'm trying
right.
To
the
cover.
Okay,
that's encrypted, right?
No matter
you
what
that.
You create.
But you encrypt everything, though.
Door.
Right. You put the front door and the back door.
Okay.
Right.
I
understand.
Okay.
I got you. No matter what you create, I can find the back door.
Exactly.
I don't have to come through the front door. I can come through the back door and disrupt your whole program because it's sewage. It's a system.
Well,
no.
It's sewage. It's garbage. Garbage in, garbage out.
I guarantee you, if you have some ideas of the new world, I guarantee it's going to be like a little system. You can name it what you want. You don't have to use system. You can name it what you want, but I guarantee it's going to have some steps to it.
All facts. I don't claim
try to keep things in order.
No.
Try to keep things in order.
I don't claim to have the answer. What I am
you
saying
sound like you're a very
that
neat person. I'm assuming you sound like you're a very neat person, and I guarantee
system,
you have a system.
I guarantee you have a system in 2K. Every sewer can be polluted. That's why it's a sewer.
Let's be honest. The real sewage that is to the system that we got is usury.
Thank you.
If we take the interest out
of
the system.
Now we can go back to the Bible. Usury.
But like I said, everybody's not unhappy with this system. Some people are happy.
Usury is an abomination.
Let's take the third party out.
Let me tell you something that I found
out
yesterday. This guy, he's 32. Found out he had a heart problem, and he couldn't work anymore. But he sits home. He don't even have, he just works the market. He pays for his, bought him a brand new car. He pays for his rent every month. I asked him why he didn't buy a house since he's doing all of this. He's not interested in purchasing a house. He's interested in doing this until he gets his strength back so he can go back to work. And this is what he's doing every day.
That's
playing
what I want to do.
Money, but it's getting his bills paid, buying him what he needs. It might not be money, but it's something in this system that's working for him and making him happy.
Hey, all right. So let's say this guy runs a little cash. His cash flow isn't what it was, and he needs to get some money from somewhere quick. Okay?
And there are plenty of systems out there, whether it be a hard money loan for your property where you will pay 18, 19, 20% plus points loans, or you will take something down to a pawn shop and pay, who knows, 50, 60, 70% interest.
Mr. Beasley, yes. I can't finish telling the story. He's
yes,
did
ma'am.
Enough to where he budgeted himself for a whole year that he don't even have to worry if the market don't even work anymore.
Yeah, well,
he
lives very conservatively. I mean, I hope that this gets better. But I think
when he gets better,
they can bring
up
a point of usury and interest in how they
work.
And you don't have anything to do about it. The credit card companies. Banks.
Usury is an abomination in the Bible. It's
that's
an abomination.
So if you're a Christian, I'm going to tell you something, Mays.
If you're a Christian and you subscribe to usury, that's an abomination.
Don't
that's lucrative.
Lucrative. You can't be lucrative in the ministry. That's what the Old Testament says. You cannot be lucrative when you're talking about God or worshiping God.
Well,
that's
we got all these examples of people who are lucrative talking about God.
It's in the Bible.
Not,
you can't do it.
But they're doing it.
You're not supposed
Bible.
To be lucrative.
Okay.
That's the
I'm
Old Testament.
I'm sorry to tell you. I am not a Christian. I tell you that one time. Christ wasn't
well,
a Christian,
what,
and why should I want
to
be one?
It's supposed to be,
in biblical
times, they had a jubilee where after every 7 years, the catch was found out after every 7 years.
And you know where the word jubilee comes from?
Tell us.
Being jubilant. And what does being jubilant mean? That means that you've thrown all caution to the wind, that you're feeling the Spirit, and no matter what happens, no matter what is bestowed upon you, your disposition doesn't change. Because you are in the realm of jubilee. You're jubilant.
But being Jewish is a culture. See, technically, if you want to talk about the people,
get out of here with that
Jew
stuff,
no,
man.
No. Listen to what
money,
I want to say,
man.
Though. But no, if you want to use
point.
It, if you want to use that word, I'm not talking about the color because an actual
the
word if you want to go to the land,
wasn't even
introduced to be
in the Hebrew language. Until the 1600s, I understand that, but I'm talking about how they live. I said the culture, how they live, how they pray.
That has no color. So hold on. Okay, but you're using the term, too. But I'm looking at the culture. Mr. Garner, can't you see what I'm saying? I'm looking at the culture. And if they even want to go back in ancient time, those people that in quote in Israel now, there's supposed to be more people like our color in there. That's a fact. I'm talking about the culture of what they're doing, the land. I'm not talking about. I'm just talking about the culture, how they act, their traditions.
Now let me respond, Michael. I hope I don't. That's what I was saying,
Ms. Nagoni. That's all.
Let me try to respond, and I apologize. Speak because the last thing I heard was N2K used the word jubilee, and my thoughts went to the fact that in ancient times, the smart rulers knew when they came in and conquered a new area, they did jubilee, which was a system of debt forgiveness of the people. So if I'm thick, then, you know, pardon me because I might have missed part of what you guys
well, what
were talking
about.
About
jewelry? They said about jewelry too, Mr. Nagoni. You heard that about jewelry too, about the word Jew and jewelry. What about that?
Okay, well, let me tell you about
okay,
that.
You heard that
too. I know you were asking. I know
so
you were
heard
asking
my name.
Okay.
I'm not
oh,
sure.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
my bad. Go ahead.
You're right, Mr. Nagoni. You're right.
What do I think about the word Jew? I think it's a modern term that,
and
as
jewelry.
Far as I know, is referenced
and
in ancient history.
Jewelry.
The what
jewelry
the Jew
is a religion of capitalists, right?
Right. They saying the connection with Jew and
you
jewelry.
I thought about the term Jews, right?
That.
Is that what you asked
right.
me, Michael?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think
well,
it's a modern term that we use to refer to people who are pretending to be someone who they're not.
That's
and
right.
That's all I. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to chime in on that. Antoinette was trying to say something.
Sorry.
Sister Gonya, my daughter-in-law's here. I'm going to ask her.
Okay.
Jew, is that a modern term, or does that go back to y'all's
My God, I talk about the people.
No, it is a modern term. The people in the Bible.
I thought it was a modern term.
Right, exactly. It is, because we're Hebrew. Right, exactly. They were Hebrew. Right. So, what I'm saying is that. Okay, so, but Mr. Gunn, I'm talking. Okay, now let's talk about the Hebrews culture. The Hebrews culture, which the culture that they're praying at the rock and all of those in Jerusalem signs, there's supposed to be more people of my color in that city.
Well,
that's right.
I don't understand the question. I don't understand the relevance.
Historically,
I don't understand the relevance of the question. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be sorry.
Supposed to be all people of it should be all people of color.
Well, you know what?
Can I comment on this, please?
Because when you say one group of people is special than a group of people, that's starting division. See, that's one thing I hold about it. When
they're saying
a group of people is special than all other group of peoples, and you're starting division.
Well, I agree with you, but N2K wants to say something, and I just want to say real quickly, you know my philosophy on it. There's one race, that's the human race, period. Okay.
Right. And I'm in agreement. I'd just like to expound on the word Jew and jewelry. First of all, if you study the Hebrew language, the letter J wasn't even introduced until the 17th century. That was the 1600s. So the letter J is a misnomer. It was actually Y, which is the reason why you have Yahweh, you have all of these other things that have went on in your biblical text. So what they did was they transliterated the word using a particular letter. Now, when the word Jew came in, the Hebrews aren't even a thick, they're not even an actual people. The actual Hebrews are the Hyksos, which were a mercenary nomadic tribe, which goes back to Akhenaten. I talked about this the other day.
Yes, okay. Can
connect
I ask you
the dots.
They were Israelites.
Let me.
Can I ask you a question?
One at a time, please. N2K was speaking, and then Antoinette, and then Maze. Okay.
Before the letter came, what was it?
We have another voice. We have a new voice, Nagani, in the background.
I think we struck a nerve with her.
No, actually, before the letters came, what was it
before?
And then you go to the letters.
And it was a Y.
That's what I said.
They never used alphabet. They never used letters.
Okay. The letter J didn't come into the Hebrew language until the
17th. What about Juanita? Well, what about Juanita? Why Juanita is a J? Why J-U?
That's a modern term, man. Listen,
are you listening?
Hold on. If you go to
your dictionary you do have in your house, open up. It's going to be an etymology.
Arabic is not written in letters or words.
Okay. Keep talking. Just keep talking. I'm picking you off one at a time. Just keep it on going.
All right. The point that I was trying to make is another one.
Okay.
Can I say something, please? Hello?
Go ahead, Miss Lady. Go ahead.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
How are you, Miss Lady?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, good to hear your voice as well. It has a nice melodic flow to your tone. You just have a nice tone. Very nice. Anyway, you know, about 15 years ago, I met an elderly Jewish man, and we talked about the term Jew, and he said that it, when people say Jew, that Jew is very derogatory and offensive. No matter where it originated from, it could have originated from a tribe out of the land of Judah. It could have been, you know, the word could have been transmuted from the capital letter Y to the capital letter of J. At this point, Jewish people find it offensive to say that Jew. And he suggested that I not do that. Not that I had, but, you know, I engage people from all walks of life, and I like to learn. So that's what his feeling was. He said because it was used very offensively, you know, when people used to say that Jew from World War II or before, that dirty Jew, that this, you know. So it's very, very offensive.
And the reason
why, and the reason why, he says it.
But they call themselves Jews, though. They call themselves Jewish people, though. They call themselves Jewish people.
The word Jew
is an
abomination. Now, here's the thing I like to ask everybody. Here's something I'd like to ask everybody. When we think about the word jewelry, okay? Now, think about Jewish names. Goldstein, Rubenstein, Silverberg, Silverstein.
Those are not Jewish names.
Yeah, they are. Ain't no black people named that. Watch where I'm going with this. The only people that name themselves after precious rocks are one tribe and one tribe only.
Nobody else does it.
Now everybody's heard of a Goldberg. Everybody's heard of a Goldstein. Everybody's heard of a Silverman. Everybody's heard of a Rubenstein. And can't one of you tell me that that person was of a dark hue? No, they weren't.
It's like the Roma said, man. Those folks are imposters, man. Roma had it right. They are imposters.
The actual Jews that we talk about today,
I know a girl named
they come from... They come from, wait a minute, all facts. I'm about to give you some facts, all facts. The actual Jews that you're talking about come from Khazar.
Why do they call themselves Jewish people, lady? If Jews are bad, why do they say the Jewish people? Why do they call themselves the Jewish people?
A thousand years ago, they adopted the culture.
Since we want to argue about the letter G,
at a time, please.
The places that we're discussing is not in America. And what do we, if we pick up one of their Bibles, what would we be looking at? Or if we pick up one of their books? Would we be looking at alphabet, or would we be looking at their language, or the way they write.
The interesting thing about the Ashkenazi Jews, let me say this. Jews spoke Yiddish, which is a bastardized language, okay?
Right.
It's not Hebrew. Same Ashkenazi Jews, after they were installed in what's called Israel today, they still spoke Yiddish, which is okay, now what they were taught and what they made the schools teach is they made them teach them Hebrew so that they can fully pull off their charade. So they spoke Yiddish, which uses Hebrew letters, but it's a bastardized language. These people are not the descendants from the 12 tribes of Israel. These are not Jacob, Levi, Judah. Or any of those tribes, and it's been tested genetically. In fact, when they've done some genetic tests, DNA tests, they found that there were people in India and some other places in the world where you wouldn't even imagine that actually had a genetic connection to some of the, DNA that they were able to get from people that were actual members of the 12 tribe. Now, remember, these 12 tribes, these are considered the lost 12 tribes of Israel. They disappeared. And that's why you have now, and you've had for years, so many different groups that claim that lineage. The Mormons do it. They have no lineage, no genetic lineage, no real proof. But since it was wide open like that, you had many different groups that claimed that lineage, that they are the chosen people.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Beasley, for that bit of information. it's getting close to that time. I got to get up out of here, man. But like always, we're going to go ahead and let you have your last words, of course, because I always do it, and I shall continue to. So we're going to start with Mr. Knowledge. Your last words, sir.
I would just like to say that I always enjoy sharing knowledge with people, and regardless of whether we agree or disagree, that's not important to me. What's important to me is the fact that we increase our understanding.
And that's what it's really all about. And I just wanted to say to Beasley, as a parting shot, you mentioned Yiddish. What's the first letter that Yiddish is spelled with? And that goes back to what I was saying before. What? With that being said, lovely Friday. Mr. Talk, you always on point. Sister Ngonya, y'all do a great job. I love all of you, whether I agree or disagree. And I'm out.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Knowledge, and you have a great weekend. All right. Miss Lady, you up? Miss Lady, are you there? Are you there? We're going to dance. We're going to dance. All right. Miss Lady must be out handling business. All right. Miss Antoinette.
Miss Antoinette. Great show. Great show, as always.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Do you have a show tonight?
No, I haven't been doing them.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking. Just checking. All right.
Checking.
You're welcome. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Let's see. Brother Nkemba. Are there? Brother Nkemba?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I have a
okay.
But anyway, I appreciate the discussion. I like it. As a matter of fact, I think it's better when we do disagree because we take the time to listen out, hear each other out, because I think we learn a lot more in that way instead of having everybody to agree. So I really appreciate the discussion. That's it
okay.
for me.
All righty. Thank you, sir. And appreciate it. You have a great weekend also. Let's see. Mays, you up?
Hello, Mr. Talk. It's one thing. When people say yeah, they have a problem with it. And you always heard, you probably heard your grandmother say it or somebody say hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know she carried it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it and where it came from. All I got to say.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Maze. You have a good weekend. All right. Mr. Beasley.
I said what I had to say. I'm still trying. Now Mays left me something to think with. She left a puzzle. And I wish I could have heard more from Brother Nkembe because he understands and can explain the story of gold, of how FDR took us off the gold standard nationally and confiscated the gold, then changed the price from $20 an ounce to $35, and then Nixon taking it off in the 60s that allowed free trading in gold for them, because instead of having a standard of $35 an ounce, it's free trading, and right away it went up tremendously. So, and that all had to do with fiat currency, but he seems to have a good understanding of it. I'd like to listen to him if he could speak some more at some other time.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll see. We can't do that. Well, thank you, sir. Stay warm under your bridge, all right? Oh, all right, y'all. Another outstanding show here on Let's Talk. You know, it's interesting. I was asked a question during the show, and it really resonated a little bit with me. You know, I asked whether the show was just a soapbox, or do we try and come up with solutions? I would like to think we try and come up with solutions. However, it's interesting because when I asked for what is the solution, we did everything but come up with a solution. Interesting, wouldn't you think? Maybe if we spent more time trying to think about solutions and actually putting them in place, then maybe we could achieve a little bit more than what we're doing already. What do y'all think about that? It's a thought, right? It's a thought. You know, we talked about a lot of things today, and it gives you a little bit to chew on for the weekend. You know, there's never time enough to where you can't gain a little extra knowledge. Knowledge is always good when you use correctly. Now, knowledge also can be a parasite or something that can be used against you if you don't know what you're doing. I know, I just confused some of y'all out there. That's why I'm going to give y'all the weekend to think about this thing, all right? Well, y'all, that's it for me. I'm going to get on out of here. Y'all enjoy your weekend. Have fun. Remember to keep laughing, keep smiling. Because, you know, If you keep smiling, it always makes you feel good. I don't care how bad you're feeling. You know, just think of something to make you smile, make you grin a little bit, and you'll have fun. Heck, think about some of these shows I be doing, because they sure make me laugh at times, that's for sure. You know, but I want to thank everybody for showing up today. Special shout out to Mr. Solution. Thank you for dropping by. Everybody else, I appreciate your support. Without y'all, I wouldn't have a show. All right, so don't forget, if you want to leave me a comment, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. All right, y'all. Until Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain. Y'all have a great time. I am now out of here.